March is National Nutrition Month, and every year the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics celebrates with a theme. This year's theme is Personalize Your Plate. So throughout the month of March, we're going to be providing information to help you create nutritious meals to meet your personal preferences. We're going to be having a Lunch and Learn on Tuesday, March 9th. It will be held virtually on Zoom, and it will focus on how to personalize your plate to get healthier and other things that you can do to celebrate National Nutrition Month. Later on in the month, on Tuesday, March 23rd, we'll be having our next Lunch and Learn on food, Fibs and Facts. It'll be one of our workshops to celebrate Small Farms Week, which is March 21st through the 27th. So join us on the 23rd at noon on Zoom for a presentation on hot topics concerning the food that we eat, such as information about food labels, organic foods, genetically modified organisms, and so much more. We've also mentioned that not only is it important to get a healthy eating lifestyle, but it's important to get at least 150 minutes of moderate intensive aerobic physical activity a week to improve your physical fitness. What you might not realize is that with every step you take, you're enhancing your cognitive fitness, your brain function. Recent studies suggest that the activities you do to improve your body also benefit your brain. So to preserve your cognitive health, your best bet is to work out your body as well as your mind through regular exercise and mentally and socially stimulating activities. Those who moved more in some of the studies scored better on the memory and thinking tests, and every increase in physical activity by one standard deviation was associated with a 31% lower risk of dementia. Physical activity may benefit the brain in a number of ways, such as promoting cardiovascular health or heart health, improving blood flow to the brain, reducing inflammation, lowering stress levels, which can also adversely affect cognition. So maintaining a robust social life and staying socially and intellectually engaged with others has been shown to bolster your brain function. By communicating with others, you challenge your mind to interpret verbal and visual cues and respond to them accordingly. Social interaction can also improve your mood and potentially ward off depression, which can adversely affect your cognition. So throughout the month of March, we're going to be providing a lot of information on our Facebook page at Person Granville FCS. You can also check us out on Instagram or YouTube. And we're going to be providing workshops not only about nutrition and about food, but continuing on into April, we're going to be providing information to help you either manage or prevent a chronic disease. Starting on Wednesdays in April, for 8 weeks, from April 7th through May 26th, from 2 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, we're going to be hosting a free 8-week virtual program. It's called Take Control, because we want to teach you how to take control of your chronic illness or how to better manage it, as well as just how to be healthier. So this program is free. It's going to provide a variety of different strategies to help you manage your health. So if you're interested in any of our workshops, you can visit our website, person.ces.ncsu.edu. And it has all of the links to register for any of our workshops. You can go on our Facebook or Instagram page to receive recipes and other healthy information. And during March, we're going to be celebrating Small Farms Week. The Granville County Extension Office has been hosting a food drive during the month of February to help collect canned goods and products that we can donate to local food pantries. But Small Farms Week will be March 21st through the 27th. This is an event that is held every year with North Carolina A&T State University. They are celebrating the 35th annual Small Farms Week this year. It's a week-long recognition of small farmers and the essential role that they play in our economy and our health and well-being. For more information about what some of the events and virtual workshops they're hosting that week, again, you can visit our Extension website or you can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com, Person Granville FCS. Thanks for tuning in this week, and this has been your Food for Thought with Jennifer Brown, Family Consumer Science Agent with a North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service.